It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is Ron Sanchez taking over from Tim Tate. This is KGLT Bozeman Night and KGLZ East Helena serving Helena Valley. Let's get that right. Just got to get something right here. On the scorching hot summer day, I think this is what we're going to get for summer for a while. It's beautiful out. Really nice after all the lovely rain. Nice storms yesterday, huh? So that's all good, I think. Hopefully we can get out and about tomorrow. And you too. So let me tell you all these things before I start anything. KGLT is supported by and including the Nova Cafe, keeping it local since 2005, serving fresh from scratch breakfast daily, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and lunch Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Located in downtown Bozeman at 3112 East Main Street and on the web at novacafe.com. Yeah. And we're also supported by Bridger Bubbles Car and Dog Wash, home of the touchless automatic water wizard and easy to use dog wash, located north of Costco on the North 19th Interchange and Spring Hill Road, open 24/7, credit and debit cards accepted. And last on this list for the first hour, Audio Artisans, specializing in hi-fi home audio, computer, and house-wide audio, located at 2405 West Main, in Bozeman across from Perkins, on the web at audioartisans.com or phone 406-551-6212. And I'm afraid they're going to have to change their tagline there. Changes in Bozeman, if you've been paying attention. Okay. Weather saying today, times of sun and clouds. They're calling for a high of 85. It says 87.6 here. So, actually it says that the outside temp is 92. It's warm. I don't know that it's 92, but, I'll take it. Sounds good. Tonight, thunderstorms in spots early. Low of 53, and tomorrow, strong afternoon thunderstorms. What was that? Looks like about the same across the region for the weekend. So get out, be careful. Lightning scares me. We were at the headwaters last week. 4th of July, actually. Was it? Or the 5th? It was the 5th. And it was there's some weather out there. It's really exciting to see it roll in. Lightning and thunder scare me, though. They are powerful, unknown forces. Next, what? What next? Around Town is brought to you by Explore Big Sky. Covering local Big Sky and Southwest Montana news with professional photography and stories from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's time for Art Walk. Victoria Rose is at the Baxter. It's Jazz Night with Alex Robalata at Red Tractor Pizza. Aaron Buzzis is at Norris Hot Springs. It's Tango Night at Townsend's Tea House. The Extreme History Walking Tour is Murders, Madams, and Mediums. The Brewery Follies are at the H.S. Gilbert Brewery in Virginia City. Nikki Lane and Carl Anderson perform at the Rialto, and Carrie Rodriguez is live from the Divide. In Livingston, the Black Lilies play at Pine Creek Lodge. Disney's Newsies is at the Shane, and Knee Jerk plays at Chico. In Helena, Cynthia Hiltz plays jazz at 1 plus 1 equals 1 Gallery. The Archie Bray presents the second-year fellowship show. Footloose is at the Grand Street Theater, and Corb Lund is performing at LNC Brewery. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Silkwood. Bookworm, Beat Nothing, Panache, The Pugs, Einheit, Deranged Diction.
It was a wild journey. The 80s music scene in Montana.
The band.
Dashing Kathy.
Ernst.
Donovan's Brain. Decade of punk, new wave, and hardcore. Maybe you were there. Maybe not. On Tuesday, July 30th at 7:30 p.m., the Bozeman Film Society and KGLT present So Good I Can't Take It at the Ellen Theater. With rare interviews, photos, and video, So Good I Can't Take It explores that musical time and place. The special night will feature a guest appearance by director Kirk LeClair and live music by Bozeman's The Love Darts. Tickets available online at theellentheater.com by calling 585-5885 or at the box office. So Good I Can't Take It. Tuesday, July 30th at the Ellen. Presented by your flickering friends, the Bozeman Film Society and KGLT.
Keep them flickering.
Yes, go see that. It's really good. Even if you weren't around here in the 80s, or if you were, you've seen some familiar faces. And if you were from other Montana towns, you'll see familiar faces. Missoula, Haver, Butte, Billings. Pretty exciting. And it's going to be nice to see it on a big screen. I saw it in Missoula at the film festival, but that was on a sort of medium-sized screen. So this will be big and loud. And music afterwards. And there may be some surprise guests. So go. Yeah, I'm ready, I think. I'm pretty sure in the last 24 hours I've gotten 1 hour of sleep. So let's see what happens.
Little games are for little boys. I'm growing up and changing all my toys. Aeroplanes, motor cars, goldfish and old jam jars. I just don't play these games no more. Little games are for little boys. Loving games are for bigger boys. Parties in Chelsea flats, mixing with kinky cats, are games I wanna play some more. Ooh, what they're doing to me, darling, it's so plain to see. My temperature's rising, but that's not surprising when you do what you do to me. Little games are for I found out there are other joys. Margaret, Josephine, Susie and Catherine, they help me in my little games.
Plastic. fantastic, fantastic lover. Shuts off, is nothing but a used machine. Her aluminum finish, slightly diminished, is the best I ever have seen. Cosmetic baby, plugged into me, and never ever find another. And I realize no one's wise from a plastic, fantastic lover. To rust, her trapezoid thermometer taste. All the red tape is mechanical rape of the TV program waste. Data control and IBM science is mankind's brother. But all I see is draining me on my plastic, fantastic lover.
To get there, if we travel by dragonfly, No, it's not in Spain, but all the same, you know, it's a groovy name, and the wind's just right. Hey! The clouds are really low, and they overflow with cotton candy and battlegrounds, red and brown. But it's all in your mind. Don't think your time on bad things. Just float your little mind. Look out!
You ain't no-
There you go. The radically different mono version of Helter Skelter from the Beatles, from their album called The Beatles, correctly. And that's a good one, really. The kitchen sink, or as John Lennon called it, the chocolate box. One bite of everything. And they're all good. And honestly, I think it should have been a triple album. They dumped a couple good songs. Or didn't even try a couple of great ones. So there you go. Some big noise to launch this summertime show. Yardbirds, their 1967 sort of hit, medium hit, Little Games. Some searing Jimmy Page guitar on there. And the album that came out, that's pretty good. We were just discussing it last night. It's not great. It's not as good as one before that that had Jeff Beck. It's pretty good, but Mickey Most, the producer, cheaped out on it, so they didn't really spend a lot of time on it. But I saw them right when that came out, and they were pretty spectacular live, so there you go. And we got the live album from the next year, finally, sounding right. Jefferson Airplane from 67 as well. Surrealistic Pillow, you heard Marty Balin, Plastic Fantastic Lover. The Who from 67. Relax from Who's Hell Out, mono as well. That sounds a lot different to my ears, but I know it does. It's a radically different mix too. Jimi Hendrix from 67, from his second album, Maxis Bolto's Love, singing about that famous club in Seattle, the Spanish Castle. Spanish Castle magic there for you. Big noise. And then finish up the Beatles. It's 3:23, so maybe I better tell you something that you need to know.
This week in This American Life, an earthquake hits Mexico City. A school collapses. Trapped under the rubble is a little girl named Frida. She becomes a national obsession.
Everyone's talking about it. It's like a minute by minute. Everyone's following every step of Frida's rescue.
Workers rush in to pull her out and find something totally unexpected. Like seriously, the last thing you would think of. This week.
This American Life, 9 o'clock Monday morning on KGLT.
Yes. Okay. Something to tell you? Oh, yeah. This 3 o'clock hour is unwritten in part by the Daily Coffee Bar and Eatery in Bozeman, on campus at College and 11th, and on the north side at Rouse and Oak, serving sustainably sourced coffee, fresh pastry, and quick breakfast and lunch options for over 25 years. Learn more at dailycoffeebar.com. And that means I can continue.
Come on, everybody. Necessary to us. heavy metal, drink or treat. Only 17, on the level, trash is neat. Teenage fever, oh, you've got it bad. Caught the flavor, want it all. Only 17, bet you know the trash I mean.
Rocks and music from their punk album Manifesto, playing their punk song Trash, and that's a good one, really ripping live too. And sort of an overlooked album. They took a couple years off and came back reformed, and I actually thought they were better with the band that toured that 1979 tour. They were thundering. Start off with the 50s punk guy Eddie Cochran, Come On Everybody. And then switching over to Hall and Betty Severt from their debut album, you heard Kids All Right. Real favorite of mine, a band that sort of drifted away pretty quick, though they kept putting out records. None of them were quite as good as the first couple. They even did a Velvet Underground tribute record. That's nice, but, you know, I like their songs. What was in there, too? Can I read that far? Modern Lovers from their debut album, you heard She's Cracked, and The Replacements from Sorry Ma, I Forgot to Take Out the Trash, their debut album, you heard I'm in Trouble. And I was just talking to Jim the other night. We watched the Replacements documentary. It's called Color Me Impressed, and I knew it, but I forgot until I watched it again. There's absolutely no Replacements music or images of them or live footage or anything. It's all talking heads, guys, people talking about their experiences with the Replacements and the story of the people from the record labels and stuff. And it's good. It's thought-provoking, but it's sort of disconcerting to see a documentary without any reference to the band under discussion. Talked to some friends about that, and there's mixed feelings about it, but I thought it was good, and it got me to pull out the first three Replacements albums and play them right back to back, and I realized how good they were right from the start, right out of the gate. They were not sloppy or careless. Very good. And that live album that came out a year or so ago from 1984, that just shows them right at their peak. My friend Jack Rabbit, who's going to be here, he's here, probably here in Montana this evening, but he should be coming up to a show maybe in 2 weeks. I'll have to ask him. He's one of the talking heads, and he has some good stories about seeing the Replacements. He said sometimes he just had to leave because you could tell it was not going to work. Okay. It's 3:40. That's what I was trying to do. Burn up some time. I got more records to play.
Thursdays through October 10th, the Town's Harvest Garden Farm Stand is open on the MSU campus. The stand is located under the noodle sculpture at 7th and Grant and offers a variety of certified organic vegetables grown by the garden. Town's Harvest Garden is a 3-acre educational research farm run by MSU students, promoting the value of local food production. The Town's Harvest Garden Farm Stand, 3 to 6 p.m. Thursdays through October 10th at MSU Bozeman.
Okay. I've set up some more stuff to play. Play some favorites. That's what I do on my show. I don't play things I don't like. And I have to hear new stuff unless I'm confident. Rarely gets tossed on when it shows up. I need to go home and listen to it. Get it in the memory banks, and then I know where it works. Once in a while, I'll go live and just flip something on. But it takes a little bit of thought. And, I worked on my show all morning. Made a list and went down and grabbed records and thought it out. And this is one I wanted to hear.
Y'all set?
If you're gonna be lonely tonight. And if you really need a friend, baby, why don't you need a friend tonight? Put your Saturday night dress on. Don't call me at home, 'cause I've gone. I'll be right over. I'm gonna take you to the movies tonight. Oh.
finishing up with Humble Pie from their debut album, jamming away on a nifty little number like you. That album's a good one. The band evolved, and the band, you know, rocking the Fillmore, was a lot different than what they started out as. But their manager said, "Why are you doing all that fiddly stuff with acoustic guitars and changing instruments? You know, rock out." And that's what they did. And